All right, our next presenter is Ben Thresh, and the title of his presentation is Using Insecticide Mixes to Improve Tarnished Plant Bug Control.
Well, my name is Ben Thresh. I work at the University of Arkansas. I'm a second-year master's student, and I'm working under Dr. Lorenz. And I actually work on edamame soybeans, but today I'm going to be talking to you about using insecticide mixes to improve tarnished plant bug control. So tarnished plant bug populations have been extremely high the past few years, and they seem to be increasingly difficult to control. And recent studies have shown that under high populations, it can be quite difficult for a single product to control, provide adequate control of plant bugs. And along with decreasing spray intervals, using insecticide mixes can be an effective way of improving control. So what I did is I compiled data from 42 trials from 2009 to 2013. And what I did is I just took the percent control relative to the untreated check on our season total plant bugs and treatments that were like. I compiled them and averaged out their control so we could get an idea of what was working the best under these high populations. I conducted all these trials were conducted in extremely high plant bug densities ranging from 2 to more than 10 times threshold. We've seen numbers that were ranging over 100 per plot, so per 2 shakes. So we had extremely high plant bug numbers, and all our trials were conducted in Lee County, Arkansas. We used a modified Mudmaster sprayer and hollow cone nozzles, and our spray volume was 10 gallons per acre. And all these trials were replicated 4 times. So the premixes that have been evaluated through all 42 of these trials, not all 42 trials contained all these, but through them we evaluated all these premixes. So Athena, Bifenthrin plus Novaluron, Brigadier, Agriflex, Cobalt Advance, Leverage 360, Bidron XP, Hero, Indigo ZCX, and Indigo ZC. And the tank mixes we evaluated were Karate, Transform, or mixes with Karate, Transform, Declare, Belay, Diamond, and Bifenthrin. I won't be going over all these mixes in all this, but I do pick out some of our best mixes and we look at those. So getting into our results, I'm going to set up this chart for you. So on our y-axis we have percent control relative to the untreated check. And at the top, what we got are mixes. This is mixes with Novaluron at 6 ounces per acre. And each one of those insecticides down at the bottom, so Centric, Acephate, Bidron, Bifenthrin, and Imidacloprid, all were mixed. And by themselves, the red bars are the mixes with Novaluron, and the green bars is the single insecticide product by itself. So as you can see, with Centric, we got a 14% control increase when we mixed it with Novaluron. Acephate, we saw a 14% control increase. With Bidron, we saw 18% control increase. With Bifenthrin, we saw a 21% control increase. And with Imidacloprid, we saw a 16% control increase. All this led us to have an average increase of 16.6%. So Novaluron had improved our insecticide efficacy quite a bit. So in this trial, we had mixes of Bifenthrin ranging from 4.12 ounces per acre to 6.4 ounces per acre of Bifenthrin. And we have mixes of Imidacloprid, Belay, Acephate, and Bidron on this chart. And with the Imidacloprid, we saw a 22% increase in control. With Belay, we saw a 15% increase in control. With Acephate, we saw a 17% increase in control. And with Bidron, we saw a 5% increase in control, which gave us an average increase of 12.25%. Now, these were mixes with Transform, And on the left side, we have Transform at 2 1/8 ounces combined with 6 ounces of Novaluron. And on the right side, we have Transform at 1.5 ounces combined with Novaluron, Bifenthrin, and Bidrin. So when Transform at 2 1/8 ounce was combined with the Novaluron, we saw a 7% increase in control. When Transform at 1.5 ounces was combined with Novaluron, we saw a 6% increase. When it was combined with Bifenthrin, we saw a 4% increase. And when it was combined with Bidrin, we actually saw a little bit of a drop in efficacy at negative 2%. This trial was conducted in 2012. We were getting reports of having extremely high plant bug numbers, and farmers were having problems controlling them. So what we did is we pulled out some of our heavy hitters, or what we considered to be some of the best insecticides and tank mixes, and ran this trial. And all the insecticides provided better control than the untreated check, or reduced plant bug numbers relative to untreated check, and but none of them were different from each other. You see, Transform at 2 1/2 ounces had the best control, and Bidrin plus Bifenthrin had the lowest control, but none of them were significantly different from each other. I pulled out this trial because I thought it showed something pretty interesting. You can see over here that Hero and Mustang Max, which are both just pyrethroids, showed no improvement over the untreated check. So this kind of comes to show us that the pyrethroids really aren't getting it done with our plant bugs. And also another interesting point is that Carbine at 2.3 ounces and Carbine at 2.8 ounces actually had better control than Carbine when it was mixed with these other insecticides, with these pyrethroids. And that just kind of comes to show that you can't just mix anything together and expect to get improved plant bug control. And what I kind of attribute that to is that maybe Carbine was soft on your beneficial insects, and so you got control and you were saving your beneficial insects. So maybe when you're throwing that pyrethroid in there, maybe you're killing out all your beneficial insects. And then, you know, it reduced, or it looked like it reduced your control. So this looks kind of bad, you know, with our high single insecticide that I'm showing in this, you know, 2.5 ounces of Centric, you're only getting 70% control. But, you know, these insecticides are still useful at this. They just don't look good in this chart. Like Centric, for example, is used pre-flowering to preserve your beneficial insects, and it provides good control, you know, at these low populations. But whenever we're having these extremely high populations, don't expect just one of these insecticides by themselves to provide adequate control. And if you look at this chart, you can kind of get there's a price range on the right side, and these these insecticides had the best control out of all of them, which, looking at it, you know, we want at least 80% control, and there's not just a whole lot of insecticides that were providing over 80% control in these high plant bug populations. But, you know, Transform's a really good product, and it outperforms, you know, most of our insecticides. But when you look at the price of it, there's some other ones that come pretty close in providing this control. So, you know, you might want to use Transform sometimes, but some of these insecticide mixes might be benefiting, save some people money too. So my conclusions are: mixing insecticide mode of actions can greatly increase control of the tarnished plant bug, as opposed to using a single insecticide, especially in these high plant bug populations. And even in these high populations, the standard rate of Transform may not provide satisfactory control, and an increased rate or a tank mix may be necessary to get the plant bugs under control. And also that just because you're mixing insecticides together doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get improved control. Some things aren't gonna work just because you're mixing them together. And with that, I'll take any questions. Yes. These were is mostly nymphs. I combined it was adults and nymphs together, but most of all it was nymphs. Yes.
Was this during early bloom, late bloom? If it was different, or do you think there would be a difference if you put a different time?
The question was, would there be a difference in those results if they were during different timings? And I believe I think there probably would be on some of these, because usually during pre-bloom we usually see the lower plant bug populations and stuff, and later on in the year we usually see the higher plant bug populations. But I know that as we go on throughout the year, there's more generations of insects and stuff, and I know they build up a little bit of tolerance throughout the season. So I believe we probably would see some difference in these insecticide efficacies.
Got plenty of time for some questions.
Yes, Gary?
Besides what are the other theoretical advantages of tank mixes?
The question was, what's the theoretical advantage of tank mixes? Mixing modes of action, so you would have reduced chances of resistance, I guess, if you're using more multiple modes of action. So I mean, if that's what you're getting at, that would be my answer.
Any other questions? I've got one for you. How about with your when you show the price, cost savings, mm-hmm. did you consider residual activities of this insecticide, how often you have to apply to maintain control, or was this just a one-time application?
The question was, did I consider residual benefits of some of these insecticides, and I don't think I really put that in perspective in this. This is just kind of overall just
a knockdown shot. Yeah. This is what we found.
Well, this is, it was season total, so kind of however you look at it there.
All right, we still have time for another question. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.